Matt Orman. BBC
Radio Oxford. Now, I don't think we'll be breaking any records in the compare shop. I mean, we might break some stuff. You never know. Right, as the season starts to change, pretty soon we'll be flicking on the heating once again. Or maybe have already. And then in a matter of minutes, you or your other half will start to complain about the cost of electricity and gas. How much? And as we keep hearing in the news, energy suppliers are gradually installing the next generation of gas and electricity meters called smart meters. But what are they? We're going to find out. The government's ambition is for everyone in England, Scotland and Wales to be offered them no upfront cost in the next few years, but with many deals now requiring smart meters, what exactly are they? Should you get them? And what happens if you switch? What do you need to know, basically? So, as ever, here to offer their invaluable opinion and expertise. No, I'm sorry, no, quite I can't use that word because you're not experts in any way, shape or form. Producers Al and producer Dan, hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
But thankfully, we do have somebody who does call themselves an expert and who does have answers to all the questions that you may have. I'm delighted, as always, to welcome to the Compare Shop, and actually relieved to welcome the, the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkoff.
Yay!
Fevzi, yay. Welcome.
Welcome, Fevzi.
I just feel, Fevzi, that in your hands we are safe.
Well, that's good that you feel that way.
No, I do. I feel total relief. I really do. I mean, firstly, Fevzi, what is a smart meter?
So a smart meter is an electricity, gas or indeed water meter that not only measures your usage, which is what any meter does, but also lets the utility company know, typically every 30 minutes, what the reading is. So you no longer have to do readings yourself. It has, they usually have a SIM card in it, the same sort of thing that you get in a mobile phone.
Yeah.
And assuming it has signal, and that is sometimes a problem, it should be able to give accurate readings on a regular basis.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it's more accurate, because, you know, sometimes when you go and read your own meter, yeah, not particularly accurate. I'm sure that's probably an experience that you've had, Dan.
Why did you say that then?
I don't know.
It is actually an experience, yes.
The Arthur Daly of...
We're not over your face.
Yeah, it can be tricky, all right.
Have you, producer Al, got a smart meter?
No, I don't. And I keep getting emails from the utility company that we're with saying, you know, can you send us a meter? We haven't had a reading in 6 months. Can you send us a reading for your gas and electricity? So perhaps it's something that maybe I should think about. But we haven't been approached to have one installed. And this is the thing. Are people being approached, Fevzi, by the energy companies?
He looks upset. He looks really upset.
I feel like I'm being left out here. I don't know.
So the energy companies are doing them in tranches, and so they write to people in one area at a time, and they're trying to do as many as they can. Interestingly enough, some of these companies have taken on legal powers that can force you to swap your meter. So, you know, I know of cases where people had to, they were pointed to the legislation and said you have to have it even if you don't want to. And there are reasons why you may not want a smart meter. So the benefits are, if it all works properly, the benefits are you not only have the smart meter, but you have a device that you can, say, pop on the countertop in your kitchen that shows you the energy usage as you go. And the idea is if you can see it ticking and what you're using, that you tend to use less. That which you measure, you tend to improve. It's a bit like, if I weigh myself, I tend to lose weight. If I don't, I tend to put it on. Yeah, the act of knowing what it is. So those are the pluses. The minuses are that sometimes there are problems with the accuracy or signaling of these devices.
Yes.
Sometimes there are problems when you want to switch energy provider, because not all providers are able to take people with smart meters, and some of the smart meters stop being smart when you switch. So, you know, there are arguments for holding off on this for a while. On the other hand, you know, if it works well, you can save money. The other issue is security. Some of the ways in which these devices signal make them quite, I won't go into too much detail, but it makes them quite easy to hack. They're not known for their security. Now, why is that important? Why should anyone be interested in your electricity, water, or gas usage? Well, it is because of this. If you can see when someone is using electricity and when they're not, you can tell when they're at home.
Yeah.
And when they're not, you can tell when they're on holiday. And, you know, people could have break-ins where you know, it's quite easy to tell from the data whether someone's at home or not. And that's a sort of privacy thing, and it's a security thing
as
well.
That's interesting.
So I never thought about it like that.
No, me neither.
The final thing I would say to you is that some of the smart meters enable utility companies to disconnect supplies without needing to enter the premises. And the reason why that's important is if someone happens to be behind in their bills, and you know a lot of people are struggling financially these days, energy companies normally need to go to court, get a court order to enter the premises. But because with a smart meter you don't always have to enter the premises to disconnect a supply, you are more liable to get disconnected more quickly if you should fall behind.
Interesting.
Okay. I did have a smart meter when we were in Chipping Norton.
Yeah.
It was an obsession.
Really? Checking your thing.
It became an obsession.
Boiling the kettle, 25 pence.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I was checking all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm quite surprised that Inspector Gadget over there doesn't have a smart meter.
All money bags himself.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. We've been learning so much about Producer Dan over the course of the Compare Shop.
Al, you were saying you felt a bit left out that you haven't had a message. I've had a message, actually.
Oh,
my
yes.
Energy provider, they texted me a couple of days ago, actually, saying
you feel special.
I feel very special, actually, a bit smug about it. I'm ready to have a smart meter, so I just need to book an appointment to install it. And they
you know when
really...
you're ready, don't you?
I'm ready for my first smart meter.
Growing up, Inspector Gadget. You're growing up.
Incredible.
So, yeah, I'm going to book mine in for the next couple of weeks, and then, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see
how
the
obsession. And then we can all pile round to yours.
And look at it.
And look at it.
Turn the heating up.
Exactly. Febsy, another question in terms of the difference between a smart meter. Are smart meters, are they not the same, or are they the same as smart thermostats?
No. Okay. So a smart thermostat is part of what they call Internet of Things. These are internet-connected devices that are under your control. And so with a smart thermostat, you can alter the timer from your smartphone. You can set it so that it detects your proximity. So when you're on your way home and you get within a certain distance of your home, it may switch on your heating for you. You know, you can monitor the temperatures and so forth. So it's everything that you can do with the thermostat in person, but you can do it from a smartphone remotely. So that's kind of different because that's a device that's under your control.
Yes.
Although, again, there can be security concerns with those. And don't forget, even if you don't have a smart meter, as far as electricity is concerned, there's nothing to stop you buying a very simple device that can go into the plug, say where your kettle plugs in, and then you plug your kettle into it.
Yes.
And then it measures peak usage, cumulative usage, average usage, that sort of thing. So, and the benefit of that is you can go from device to device and see what's actually chewing up the electricity.
Yeah. There you go, Dan. A device that will feel your presence.
Stop it. I'm going to be obsessed. I'm going to be absolutely hooked.
Look at that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is good in a way, as I say, to be able to measure things. I just think that the technology and the way they're implementing smart meters is not great. And there is an argument, certainly, for holding off for a while to let them sort out the technology a bit. And by the way, you know when they tell you it's free?
Yes.
It's not free because the energy companies have been allowed by the government to make a surcharge for some time on your energy bill. So you've already paid for it, actually. The energy companies are not paying for it. You're paying for it. They're forcing you to have something and they're making you pay for it.
See,
as
there
well.
You go. Nothing's ever free in grass, is it?
No such thing as a free lunch. That's it. Because I was going to say, can you get a free smart meter? Obviously you can, but you've already paid for it. That's interesting, Fabsy. Yeah.
What about switching? So can you switch smart meters? Can you switch energy companies?
So in principle you can, but the two problems that you can have is not every energy company will accept people with smart meters. Obviously, we hope that will change, but so it may limit your choice, and therefore you may end up paying a bit more. Also, as I say, that sometimes when you switch, particularly with the earlier smart meters, a lot of which have been installed already, they stop being smart. They stop signaling because the new company is not able to receive the signals from that particular meter themselves. So you go back to having a dumb meter, having put in a smart meter.
Fantastic. Well, that's all very interesting. That's so maybe I don't feel so left out now.
No.
I may wait and shop around when the time comes.
Yeah, that's really useful, Febsey. Yeah, Thank you very much for coming on and being the expert, the smart one.
Absolutely.
I'm surrounded by...
dumb
ones.
Meters, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Thank you,
Febsey.
Thank you, Gadget Detective himself, Febsey Turkop.